glad to have you with us today on the show. As we take a look at the economy, manufacturing, it's on the rise. Some good news for you. In fact, it's growing at its fastest, the economy, in almost four decades. And the government has some pretty big plans to improve our country's infrastructure. But what does that mean for you? Well, it all comes with a pretty big price tag. And let's face it, someone's got to pay for it. So on the show today, I'm here with Justin Pippert. He's with TriFound Financial. And he's going to talk about how some forward-thinking strategies could possibly offset the impact that inflation and higher taxes have on your retirement. Justin always stresses the importance of understanding forces out of your control to implement the right strategies, potentially keeping tens of thousands of dollars in your pocket over a lifetime. Now, the number, if you'd like to reach out to Justin and the great team at TriFound Financial, you can call 866-466-1099. Again, 866-466-1099. Justin, great to be back with you.
Great to be here, Megan.
Justin, just keeping our focus here on the economy, CNBC reported that March brought the strongest manufacturing growth in, get this, 37 years. That's encouraging, right? The Institute for Supply Management's monthly manufacturing survey registered a reading of 64.7. Okay, what does that mean? Well, it's got a lot of people speculating that inflation could become a real concern in the coming months with increased demand. But of course, we've got all these limited supplies due to coronavirus. So inflation, wow, that's something we haven't seen in the headlines recently or in a long time, Justin. What does that mean for savers, people saving for retirement, but also aspiring retirees? How do we counter the effects of inflation?
Well, Megan, counting the effects of inflation, usually typically through financial or retirement planning, we do it with the returns on our accounts. I think what we're talking a little bit about here, where we're relating inflation more to manufacturing and the increased demand but limited supplies, is we're going to end up paying more for those same goods and services. I mean, it can be anything from, you know, car parts all the way down to a gallon of milk at the grocery store. So essentially, what we have to do is just budget more for those everyday living needs for the, you know, unforeseeable future. Now, hopefully, as we move through all of this year and possibly next year, we will see that supply slowly catch up to the demand. And when we're talking about supply and demand, you know, we're talking about it from A to Z. Pretty much anything is short on supply. Anything and everything is short on supply right now. So hopefully that will catch up here over the, you know, the coming months into the end of this year. And, you know, we can see a regression in that inflation of prices of those things. But as with anything, you know, we're talking simple supply chain management. As the supply goes down and the demand goes up, up goes the price too. So unfortunately, us as the consumer, there's, you know, there's not much that we can do about something like that, aside from making sure that we're adjusting our budgets and our spending to reflect the increase in price and adjusting our plan. So this right now, folks, is probably a very, very important time to start having conversations with your financial people, with the tax people in your life, or even seeking second opinions on the things that you have in place right now too, to make sure that you have that wiggle room and that adjustability within your individual plans to offset for the, you know, the spike in inflation that we're seeing right now.
And of course, you know, people who were around shopping, consuming back in the 70s, we remember inflation being always in the headlines, front and center. This is kind of new now to have this back. Not only is manufacturing experiencing a boom, Justin, but the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, they recently announced that the U.S. economy is growing at its fastest pace since 1984. On the flip side, it warned interest rates could rise sharply if we see high levels of inflation. Now, that's kind of a lot to unpack there. So help us out a bit, Justin. Inflation, interest rates, what's the bottom line for retirees or people getting close to retirement? Should they be concerned about any of this?
You know, it's always something to be concerned of. I don't know if I would say be concerned about, but something to have your eyes on or just be aware of, right? That was like a very positive thing. And then they followed it up in the next sentence by a very negative thing. So here we're going to make you feel happy and I'm going to take it away in the next sentence. So yes, the economy is growing at the fastest it's grown in well over 35 plus years. But also, too, you know, interest rates are, you know, historically low right now, the lowest they've been in a very, very long time. So the fact that, you know, interest rates could increase if we see high levels of inflation isn't necessarily maybe as bad as it seems because they are so low right now. We know interest rates do have to come up eventually. They can't stay as low as they are right now. That could have a much more drastic effect on our economy than even inflation being high for a period of time. So economic growth right now is very good. We need it, especially after last year. And interest rates being low right now is still a positive thing. We might see those interest rates on the rise in the near future if inflation keeps going up the way that it is. So it's kind of a balancing act. Think of it as like a teeter-totter. The teeter-totter right now is tipped all one way. It's probably going to start leveling itself off here over the next year or two. If you have questions about inflation, how it is affecting your retirement plan, what adjustments you should be making to coincide with that inflation and everything that we have going on in today's world, give us a call here at TriFound. We're happy to meet with you, give you that second opinion service, absolutely free at no cost to you, educate you with some information on how we're helping clients and how we can make adjustments to your plan so that you don't have to worry about where your next check is coming from or if you're going to have enough money to cover inflation and the rise in cost of goods and services across the board. Our number here is 866-466-1099. Again, that number is 866-466-1099. You can also visit our website. It's trifound.com. We have some great resources on the website for you to be able to not only look at, you can meet our team. You can also request meetings on our website too. Again, that website is trifound, trifound.com.
Justin, the Biden administration's infrastructure plan, that's still being debated in Washington, but it's a huge project, right? $2 trillion price tag. They're looking at rebuilding roads and bridges, and they want to eliminate lead pipes from the nation's water supply. The money for those projects, well, it doesn't just come from thin air, right? So how do we help avoid overpaying taxes in retirement?
Well, that's a big, big topic, and it has been a big topic, you know, over the past 4, 5, 6 years for us and our clients, Megan, because we know that taxes have been historically low with the Trump tax cuts that went into place in 2016. We knew that taxes, historically, what they do is they follow kind of the same wavelength as the market does. We have our peaks and we have our valleys. We knew that we were in a valley. We know that with all of the spending that the Biden administration is proposing on infrastructure, among other things, that money, obviously, like you said, has to come from somewhere. My opinion would be one of the opinions that it's not just going to come from the wealthy. We can't just tax the wealthy at 100%. We still wouldn't be able to come up with the money that we needed for all of these plans. So that means that the middle class and the everyday person, you and me, we're still going to have to pay more in taxes too. We don't know how much. We don't know the specifics of anything like this, but we know that taxes are going to rise over the coming years. And so what we have to do within our retirement plans is just to make sure that we're being tax efficient. Make sure that we're doing those conversions or taking those distributions out and paying. It's okay to pay some tax now as long as we don't have to pay more in the future, right? So just making sure that we're coming up with those tax strategies. They change on a year-to-year basis. So if you're not meeting and discussing taxes at least once a year with your financial person and your CPA, you're missing out. There are different things that you could be doing because every year that tax plan is changing, and every year you could be taking different distributions out of those pre-tax or those after-tax accounts. So just making sure that you're having those discussions, doing that tax analysis. If it's not something that you are offered or want to get a second opinion on, again, we have the CPAs, the attorneys, and the financial people all working together under one roof at TriFound. We specialize in retirement tax and legacy planning here. I would urge you to give us a call, if not to become a client, just to get a second opinion on what tax plan you have in place and maybe some of the pitfalls or maybe some of the places that you could improve on that tax plan. So I'd like to give our number out here again. It's 866-466-1099. We can do a phone call, Zoom meeting, even an in-person meeting. Whatever works best for you, we're here to educate you and give you the best advice possible. Again, that number is 866-466-1099.
you know, it's so interesting, Justin, when we talk about retirement and we bring up taxes, and a lot of the feedback we get is taxes. I thought my taxes would go down in retirement. That's not always the case. The good news is you and the team at TriFound have some terrific strategies, so you're not overpaying. No one wants to overpay on anything, especially not taxes. So I'm glad we're offering that phone number right now. If you want to find out if there are ways you could reduce your tax bill in retirement, get more of that hard-earned money back in your pocket. 866-466-1099. And with taxes being such a hot topic, of course, in D.C. right now with a changing administration, I know there have been proposals already for higher estate taxes, higher tax on ultra-millionaires. I don't know if those bills will pass, but I think the writing is on the wall, Justin. This low tax environment that we've been enjoying, it's not going to stick around forever. There's this small window of opportunity. What can we do if we're approaching retirement, in retirement? Is there a way to potentially lower the amount of taxes we're paying?
Yeah, absolutely. Over time. Remember, we can't do this overnight. So, you know, I tell every client that we meet with, the tax plan is something that we're going to chip away at for as long as you're on this earth. And so anybody that's approaching retirement, in retirement, wherever, whatever stage you're at in life, you can definitely do some active tax planning. It's never too early to start that. Whether you're in your 20s and want to know if you should do a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA, or whether you're in your 80s and want to know how the assets that you have are going to pass on to the next generation, both involve tax planning. And so anybody that's, you know, at any spot in life, we can talk to you about tax planning, how you can be more efficient. And you're right, Megan, from our experience, you know, we do tell clients, usually it's up there of the assumption that when you retire, your taxes go down, or you pay less in taxes in retirement. And the early years in retirement, that's usually not the case, because what we have is 7 days a week, 24 hours in a day to find something to do. Usually that costs money. So usually spending stays the same as when you were working, or even goes up a little bit once you first retire, which means if all of your assets were in your 401k or traditional IRAs, you're going to pay just as much in taxes in retirement as you did when you were working. And so that's going to be the big hurdle that most of us out there have to cross or jump. And it's something that an active tax plan can really alleviate some of those hurdles and speed bumps along the way for increasing tax efficiency. And if it's, again, if it's not something that you're talking about or have talked about with a financial professional or a CPA, I urge you to give us a call here at TriFound. It's something that we specialize in, that tax planning and legacy planning that we do with every single one of our clients.
There's much more Retire with TriFound straight ahead.
Will your money go the distance in retirement? You can find out with a free guide from Justin today. Get your copy at retirewithtrifound.com/money. That's retirewithtrifound.com/money.
There are some things you can't avoid. But you can avoid overpaying taxes in retirement. You may think your taxes will go down in retirement, but that's not always true. In fact, your tax liability could even go up. At TriFound Financial, we have a complimentary guide to show how you may be able to pay less in taxes when you retire. To get it, go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax. This guide explains how different types of retirement accounts are taxed in easy-to-understand terms, and how a smart distribution strategy can help preserve what you've worked so hard for. At TriFound Financial, our mission is to show you strategies to help make your retirement income more tax-efficient and ways to potentially lower your future tax bill. Find out how with our complimentary guide. Get it today at retirewithtrifound.com/tax. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax. Insurance services provided by TriFound Financial. Firm does not provide tax advice.
Get the most out of your Social Security benefits by downloading Justin's free Social Security report now at retirewithtrifound.com/security. That's retirewithtrifound.com/security.
Always a pleasure to be alongside Justin Pippert with TriFound Financial. Retirement planning, that is always on tap here on the show. We talk about how to gain confidence in this next phase of life, how to get ready for your ideal retirement. It does take some planning here in the 21st century. It's maybe not as cut and dried as your parents' or your grandparents' retirement. The good news is the team at TriFound is fantastic. They help people retire each and every week, and they can help us as well. So, Justin, I wanted to share a story with you because I think there are some parallels here between this story and how you help people and what we can take away as we're thinking about retirement planning. I do want to give your phone number, though, for people who are ready to take action. They know it's time to get ready for retirement. Take that first step. Call Justin today, 866-466-1099. That number at TriFound, again, is 866-466-1099. Okay, here's the story. The Tour de France. We all know this, right? It's an amazing bike riding competition. It's held in France and other countries throughout Europe. It takes place over 21 days. It covers, get this, 2,156 miles. So if you're going to compete in this, you've got to be in tip-top physical shape and tip-top mental shape. It's a grind. And I was reading the story about the British cycling team. Over an eight-year period, Justin, they won 16 gold medals and 7 Tour de France victories. And this is what they credit for their success. They said they used the theory of marginal gains. Now, this theory goes that if you make a 1% improvement in a lot of tiny areas, there's a cumulative benefit, and that benefit would be extraordinary. So it's basically, you know, little small improvements over time. Are you familiar with that?
Absolutely, I am, Megan.
Okay. Yes. And I want to talk about how that theory, which is called the theory of marginal gains, could maybe apply to our money. Are there some areas in retirement where you use something like that to help people make marginal gains, maybe possibly improve their retirement strategy?
Absolutely there is, Megan. We talk about it all the time here on the show. You know, marginal gains, or that those free returns, as we like to call it with clients. For example, you know, we talked about it in the first segment on today's show, taxes. If we can save a client 2, 3, 4, 5% on taxes, whatever that number may be, that's a free 5%. If we save you 5% on taxes, that's a free 5% rate of return, money right in your pocket. So I think that relates perfectly with the theory of, you know, marginal gains, because that's not something that we had to work harder for necessarily. It was just something that we fixed and made more efficient, or we made a change in the plan somewhere and it saved us that 5% on taxes. Or for example, we can take that the next step farther. If we think of legacy planning overall and the transition of assets onto the next generation, if over your lifetime we can save your children or your beneficiaries on average 10, 15, 20, 25% in taxes when they inherit the legacy from you.
It's an interesting theory. I like it. And that Tour de France story, it really caught my attention. I thought that was incredible about the British cycling team. So is there a chance then that we could, I don't know, derail a retirement strategy if we fall short on making some marginal gains in any of these areas? And I know there are a lot of different areas of retirement planning.
Yeah, there are a lot of different areas, Megan. And the things that we're talking about on today's show aren't going to necessarily completely derail a retirement strategy, because I'm willing to bet, and I'm a pretty conservative person, that a lot of folks out there that are listening today aren't taking advantage of an active tax plan where they're talking about it on a yearly basis. And so it's not going to derail your retirement. But like I said, it's free money if you're not taking advantage of it. It's money that you're free money that you're missing out on. So while it's not going to be a huge detriment to your retirement plan, you know, it's easy stuff that's out there that just most of us, we just overlook in retirement planning, because as you know, I'm not a CPA. I don't specialize in taxes. So when we do our tax planning, we have to involve the proper tax individuals and the CPAs and whatnot that work with all of our clients, because me as a financial person, I'm not an expert at it. So we have to have, just like the attorneys that do the legal work with our clients, I'm not an attorney, so I can't do that either. So we have to have those individuals work with each and every one of our clients, because I am truly a believer that no one person can do all of that stuff. And so that's, you know, that's why we have the structure that we have at TriFound. That's why we do what we do, and we offer the services that we do, because there's really no one person that can do it. We have a big team that does it with all of our clients. And so unless you have that big team that you're already working with, chances are you're probably missing out on some of those things that we talk about here on the show.
Justin, taxes, we think about them hopefully not a lot, right? Maybe once a year during tax season. But you say maybe we should think about them a little bit more. How can planning ahead, right, having that tax-efficient income planning, how can that help us make some marginal gains for retirement?
We're talking about making marginal gains just based off of, in general, most of us when we retire, Megan, we have the bulk of our assets or the majority of our assets in our nest egg in traditional IRAs and our 401ks that we had when we were working. Because we know that just because, for the most part, pensions, unless you are a government employee or work for the railroad system, are pretty much a thing of the past. And so everybody has that 401k or that traditional IRA in common when they retire, and we know that everything coming out of that traditional 401k or that IRA is taxable to you. So just planning through retirement or even pre-retirement for what is going to happen when you do retire can make all the difference in the world when you actually do retire and start receiving funds out of those accounts. Or if you're already retired and receiving funds out of those accounts, you'll be familiar with things like the RMDs that we have to take, and the taxation on those accounts, and also the taxation on those accounts when we pass them on to our beneficiaries too. So there are definitely, definitely tax planning and tax advantages that we go through with each client to, you know, help increase their efficiency. So if you have questions about a tax plan, if you're doing the right thing within your retirement plan, remember we offer that second opinion service. We also offer absolutely free, no obligation consultation with our team to talk about your situation in general. Our number here is 866-466-1099. Give us a call. We can set up a phone call, a Zoom meeting, an in-office meeting, whatever works best for your schedule. We're here to help you and educate you on how you can take advantage of the things that we're talking about on today's show. Again, our number is 866-466-1099.
We're talking about making small improvements over time. And those incremental little improvements, they could make a big difference in your retirement. In fact, it's actually a theory. It's called the theory of marginal gains, and it works. We're talking about that with Justin today. And I don't think anyone wants to think about retirement in crazy detail. They just want to enjoy it, right? But why should we hire a financial professional and not just any financial professional, but why should we hire specifically someone who focuses on retirement planning? What makes you stand apart, Justin?
Well, I would say I can use us here at TriFound and why we at TriFound stand apart from, you know, maybe some of the other companies out there. Can't speak for everybody, but I know just within our company, we have a lot of resources. We have a ton of resources within our company. We do focus on retirement and legacy planning and tax planning. But that's, again, because we have financial professionals, we have tax professionals, we have attorneys that work with every single one of our clients in all of these different areas. And so that's why I would say that working with somebody such as TriFound, because we have all of the resources, because we have all those different professionals working under one roof, we're just going to be able to cover more with each individual client. Like I'd said earlier in today's show, I'm not a tax specialist. I'm not a CPA. I'm not an attorney. I'm not an expert. I can't give advice. I can't do legal work or wills or trusts or any of that stuff. But we have the resources available at our company that do that with each of our individual clients. And so it's just going to help us cover more with each person that comes through the door here at TriFound. Whereas, you know, if you're talking to just a financial professional or just an insurance person or just a CPA, chances are they're not going to be an expert in all of those other areas that we cover. So us at TriFound, we're independent. We have all of these resources available to all of our clients, even all the way down to healthcare and Medicare and your healthcare supplement, Megan. So we really do cover every client from A to Z.
And that's such great news. You know, I think people wonder, should I continue working with the same advisor that's been helping me grow my nest egg? Is there a difference? It sounds like there is. Once you get to retirement, you really need to look at some things a little bit of, you know, a different way. So let's talk about the process at TriFound Financial, Justin. When someone comes to visit with you for the first time, I'm sure that can be just a little overwhelming, right? You're trying to understand how to put it all together, and you guys really help out. How does that all work?
Yeah, you know, our process is a slower one because we cover all this different information with each person. It consists of multiple meetings. And in our first meeting, we call that our philosophy meeting. And in our first meeting, typically when you think of meeting with a financial person, you're bringing all of your statements and going through all these specific numbers on how much money you have and what it's in. And our first meeting, we call it our philosophy meeting. We don't want you to bring any statements, any financial numbers. That's not really important to us. What we want to do on our philosophy meeting is just sit down and talk to you, get to know you a little bit, understand your situation a little bit and where you're coming from, what your goals are. The important thing for us to understand in that meeting is just your life and you. And so we have a chat about you, your goals, your life, where you're coming from, what your situation is. And then after that meeting, we have a general direction of where we're going to talk to you. What areas? Are we focusing on taxes? Are we focusing on financials? Are we focusing on the legal side of things? And so after that meeting, we basically have that roadmap as to how we're going to proceed from that meeting on and what we're going to talk about. So then we can get into the details on how we're doing something from a tax planning or how we're doing something from legacy planning or financial planning, which makes it a lot easier because we're able to break it up into those individual different meetings. And it's always funny because I always have clients ask, how much do you guys charge for meetings? If I've got to meet with you guys four or five times before I become a client, how much do you charge for meetings? And the answer is zero. It doesn't matter if we meet with you four times or eight times. And whether you become a client or not, we don't charge you anything for meetings. We're educational from that aspect of it. We want to help you. And that can be different from a lot of the financial institutions out there. You know, it's just because we want to make sure that we're giving everybody out there the best advice and education that we can. So if you have questions, whether it's tax related, financial related, or even legacy planning related, we at TriFound can help you in each of those individual areas. Our number here is 866-466-1099. You can give us a call today, set up a phone call, a Zoom meeting, or an in-person meeting, whatever fits your schedule best. It can be a 15-minute phone call. It can be an in-person meeting. We're here to help you in any way that we can. Again, our number is 866-466-1099.
Much more Retire with TriFound with Justin Pippert straight ahead.
Go to retirewithtrifound.com/tax to find out how to build a tax-efficient retirement plan. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. Worked hard and saved, watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be just fine, but you still don't feel confident. At TriFound Financial, we have a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take our checklist challenge. If you could check all the boxes on this list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, TriFound Financial can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the complimentary checklist, go to retirewithtrifound.com/list. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today at retirewithtrifound.com/list. That's retirewithtrifound.com/list. Firm provides insurance services. Securities offered through TriFound Advisory, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Could you end up paying too much in taxes when you retire? Find out by getting Justin's free guide at retirewithtrifound.com/tax. That's retirewithtrifound.com/tax.
Here with Justin Pippert, this is Retire with TriFound. I'm Megan Mozak. Glad you're with us today. We talk about retirement planning on the program, and if you've started planning for retirement but want to know if you're on the right track, well, that's the thought of a lot of people. They want to make sure that they are working, rowing in the right direction. You can get a second opinion from Justin and the team. They do offer a second opinion service, totally complimentary. You can call to take advantage, 866-466-1099. Here's that number again at TriFound, 866-466-1099. When you call, just let them know you'd like Justin's second opinion service. Today on the show, we're talking about the benefit of making small tweaks to help improve your situation and making those marginal gains. Well, it needs some equal commitment on your part. That makes sense, right? If you have a goal to get in shape, you have to do more than exercise. You can't go and eat all the fast food you want if you want to reach your goal. You've got to eat right, too. And eating healthy, it requires some mental toughness, Justin, because I don't know about you, but it's hard to turn down tacos and ice cream sometimes, isn't it?
Absolutely. There is a great amount of discipline that goes into that, Megan.
No kidding. There is a best-selling author out there, Amy Morin, and she writes about things that mentally tough, mentally strong people always do. I wanted to talk about some of what she discusses in her book, because these relate to retirement planning. And the first one says, I'll consider whether that's right for me. How does her statement about mentally strong people, how does that relate to retirement strategies?
Well, I think in retirement strategies, we can take something from almost anybody, right? So how do I consider whether it's right for me? If somebody's doing something, that doesn't mean you should automatically go out and do it, but you can take what they're doing or the reason that they're doing it and apply it to your situation and see if it works for you. For example, we talk a lot about taxes on today's show, and we talk about the different tax classifications of financial accounts that are out there. So traditional IRAs or Roth IRAs. And if somebody that you know is doing Roth conversions because it's right for them, that doesn't mean by any means that you should jump out and go do the same amount or the same thing that they're doing, but apply it to your situation to see if it's right for you. Maybe it makes sense for you to do a Roth conversion. It's probably a different amount than what your person that you know is converting, or maybe it doesn't make sense because you have very high income right now for you to do a Roth conversion. So you can take bits and pieces from just about anybody's retirement plan and see if it applies to you. Chances are some will, some won't. It's kind of like a life lesson, right? Just because somebody else is doing it doesn't mean you should go out and do it, but maybe it does apply to you.
Justin, you're saying we shouldn't always listen to what others would call proven strategies, right? Or tips for guaranteed success. How do you make each retirement strategy unique? Because each couple, each individual comes to you with unique circumstances, right?
Oh, absolutely. Every person is different. I mean, we just had a meeting with a client this morning, and that was actually a question that came up. And the answer is there is probably no two retirement plans within any of our clients across the country at TriFound, let alone here in Southwest Florida, that are the same. Because everybody's has a different situation. Not only is their situation different, they probably have different goals, or they have a different budget or different expenses. And so that means no retirement plan is the same. So, you know, I think that's what we're talking about with proven strategies or tips for guaranteed success. We can take bits and pieces of it, but on the whole, one person's financial plan, if you take the strict guidelines that they follow and plug it into another person's, it's probably not going to work because they have different lives. And from A to Z, we don't even need to talk about the details of how those situations are different. And so we don't do anything at TriFound necessarily to make them feel different. They feel different because they are different. But the content that we cover with our clients, whether it's from the financial side, the tax side, or the legacy side, we make sure that we're telling the client that in this retirement planning game, there's no silver bullet to retirement. Because believe me, if there was, I would spare each and every one of my clients the 4, 5, 6 meetings that they have to go through before they become a client. And on that first meeting, that philosophy meeting that we talk about, I would just tell them what that silver bullet is, and then they would become clients and we'd be done, and it would save everybody a whole lot of time. But the fact of the matter is that silver bullet doesn't exist. And so we do have a process that we go through with each individual person so that they have that customized retirement strategy.
It's like a fingerprint, right? It has to be unique to each person. I love that. Justin, we were talking about that best-selling book about things mentally strong people say. Here's another one. I need to make sure this aligns with my values. I love that. Where do values come in when creating a retirement income strategy?
If values come in, it's the basis. It's the foundation for what we start our meetings with clients on. We can go back and visit our process at TriFound. And like we had said earlier in the show, the first meeting is that philosophy meeting where we're not necessarily talking about, you know, number amounts and how much you have and where it's at and what it's doing. We're talking about goals and lifestyle, and we're talking about just your life in general, your philosophy, and what you want to do in retirement. And so that's where that I need to make sure this aligns with my values comes from. We're going to make sure that any recommendation that we give you aligns with your values, because we know your values. We know your goals in retirement. We know end game, what you want to do with your legacy as a whole. So we understand those values And we make our recommendations to you based off of what those values and those goals are. So, but it's always something that you should ask yourself, right? What do you value in retirement? And if you don't ask yourself that, I promise you, I will ask you that in our first meeting. And that question is, you know, what do you want to do in retirement if you're not retired yet? What do you enjoy doing? What do you envision yourself doing in retirement? If you're already retired and we're making changes to your plan, how are you going to change your lifestyle? What are you going to do that's different? Because if we're doing something different, you're probably going to do something different too. So those are questions that we get out of the way and questions that I think are probably, they're definitely more important than the actual financial vehicles or the taxation of anything. Those are the important things because you've worked your whole life to get to this point of retirement. And we want to make sure that it is a stress-free one, it is a fruitful one, it is an enjoyable one, and that you're able to accomplish all of your goals financially and legally and from a tax perspective while you're doing it all. So that's something that we help our clients understand on our first meeting before we even go into any of the details. So if you have questions about financial planning from A to Z, even all the way down to healthcare questions and supplemental questions, we at TriFound can cover you from A to Z. I want to give you our number here. It is 866-466-1099. You can give us a call if you have questions about anything that we talk about on the show, or even if it's a question from left field, we'd love to hear from you. Again, our number is 866-466-1099. It can be a quick phone call, a Zoom meeting, or even an in-person meeting. Whatever fits into your schedule best, we're happy to meet with you. Again, our number here is 866-466-1099.
I love that. Even those out of left field questions. Putting you on the spot, Justin. Okay, so here's maybe a question. I don't know if it's from left field, but explain some of those potential hardships, things that we might face in retirement, maybe things we're not quite even aware of that could come our way. And then how do you help people react to those?
You know, the potential hardships that come in retirement, I think just being transparent, number one, when we're coming up with our planning and letting every client know that whenever we come up with a financial plan or a retirement plan, life is going to happen. Life is going to get in the way. It's going to happen. Things are going to change, if not on a, you know, a yearly basis or even more often than that. And the important thing for, you know, any of our listeners, clients, or anybody out there that is in retirement or going to retire to understand is that that's okay. None of this is set in stone. Things are going to change. Your ideas, your goals, everything with your life is probably going to change because retirement, typically, we're living longer. So the average retirement is 25 plus years right now. And a lot can change in 25 years with our world, not to mention what changes within your world itself. So a lot of things are going to change in retirement. The important thing to know is that no small road bump, speed bump, or construction cone is going to completely wreck the whole trip. Things are going to change. We can make adjustments to the retirement plan. It's not the end of the world. We just kind of have to take those punches as they come and make our adjustments. And I think the most important thing to understand during that time is make sure you have communication with the financial people in your world and talk to your people and review things and review them often, at least once a year, if not more, quarterly, semi-annually, to make sure that they're doing the best job that they can for you. You know, I tell our clients all the time, Megan, I can only do as good of a job for you as the information that you give me. If I know everything, we can do a lot better job than if I don't know everything. So that's really important just to have that communication with everybody that you're working with and to also always get second opinions. You know, we talk about that on the show a lot. Think of it as like going to the doctor. If you get a major medical diagnosis from your doctor, it could be your doctor, it could be your best friend, but you're probably still going to go get a second opinion from that best friend too, that gave you that diagnosis. And it's just a normal thing that we do in the medical field. And I think we should treat the financial field the same way. So don't be afraid to get that second opinion. You're not wasting your time. You're not wasting anybody's time. It's just good to have a second set of eyes on things from time to time.
Well, I was going to say the same thing about the physician. You made that point. Listen, if you don't tell me the full story, I'm not going to be able to help you as well as I could, right? It's like the doctor. If you don't tell the doctor every symptom you're experiencing, you might not get the right diagnosis. You might not get the right help you need. And I agree about that second opinion. I want to make sure our listeners know that your second opinion service, Justin, is completely complimentary. There's no cost, no obligation to this. So if you're listening today, you do have a plan for retirement, you find that there is a value in getting a second opinion, call Justin. He's happy to take a look at what you have put together so far. 866-466-1099 is the number. Justin, what do you say to those who may feel this way about their current retirement strategy, that they don't feel great? They feel like there is room for improvement.
You know, we talk to clients all the time, and it could be a yearly review, could be a new client. And I always say, we're going to be transparent with you. We're going to give you all of our information. You have to give me all of your information too. We are good at a lot of things. I promise you, I cannot read minds. And so if there's something wrong, we might not know there's something wrong unless you tell us, or if you're not feeling comfortable about something. Sometimes we can tell that, but not all the time. So you have to tell us, and it's okay to tell somebody that. If you're not comfortable with something or you're not feeling confident about something, then it's because of one of two reasons. A, you don't understand it, which is fine. None of us are an expert at it unless we do it for a living. Or B, we've left some information out, which we need to go and uncover. And that's okay. And we just need to spend the time on it to uncover that information and get to a point where you do feel confident in it, make some changes if we need to, so that you do feel confident in it. You should feel confident in your retirement plan every single year that you review it with your financial person. If you have questions about your retirement plan, want to get a second opinion like we talked about on today's show, give us a call here at TriFound. Our number is 866-466-1099. Again, that number, 866-466-1099.
Much more with Justin Pippert on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Could a recession rob you of your retirement dreams? Find out today with Justin's free guide. Get it now at retirewithtrifound.com/protect. That's retirewithtrifound.com/protect.
Social Security. You've spent your entire working life paying into it, so don't you want to get the most out of it? Squeezing it for all it's worth. Justin Pippert and the team at TriFound Financial can show you ways to do that with their complimentary Social Security report. It's a great first step to learn how your Social Security benefits can play a role in your overall retirement income plan, especially because the Social Security Administration isn't able to give advice. It's different for everyone, and there are a lot of factors that go into knowing exactly how to maximize your benefits. But based on the decision you make, you could end up with tens of thousands of extra dollars in retirement simply by being informed. Download this complimentary Social Security report from Justin Pippert at TriFound Financial at retirewithtrifound.com/security. That's retirewithtrifound.com/security.
Our firm offers insurance services and is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
Here with Justin Pippert, this is Retire with TriFound. I'm Megan Mozak. Glad you've tuned in today. The team at TriFound helps you get to and through retirement successfully. If that's something you need, a plan for retirement, and Justin says you do if you want a successful retirement, call today, 866-466-1099. That's 866-466-1099. Justin, I thought we could answer some questions from listeners here to round out the show. What do you say?
Absolutely. One of my favorite segments of the show, Megan.
Me too. Okay, here's our first question. It says, I've heard you talk about annuities on the show, but I don't know where you stand with them. Do you like them as a retirement tool or not?
You know, that's a really good question. My answer to that would be all financial products are good and they're bad at the same time. I think annuities are great if they're used for the right purpose. Traditionally, annuity comes from the word annuity, which actually means a pension. And so annuities typically are used for income in retirement. From my experience, if you use annuities for accumulation or rate of return, you're probably going to be a little bit disappointed in that from that perspective. If we're using them for the right purposes, they're great. If we're just like any vehicle, right? You could apply this to almost anything in life. If you use the tool, if you use a hammer to try to screw in a screw, you're probably not going to be very happy with it. If you use a screwdriver to screw in that screw, you're going to get the right results, right? Same thing applies to financial vehicles, Megan. If it's used for the right purpose, it can be great. If it aligns with your goals, it can be an absolutely 100% great vehicle. If it doesn't align with your goals, if you're using it for the wrong purpose, then you're going to absolutely hate it. So I think that's where a lot of opinions can come about. You know, I don't like annuities, or I don't like whatever it is. And that's because we're getting mixed information from one person's certain scenario, one person that might love securities and manage their own money for a period of time might not like annuities because it's not that, right? Somebody that's conservative, that doesn't want to lose any money, that wants guaranteed income, might love them because it accomplishes their goal. So we can take that with a grain of salt. Anytime you hear opinions about financial products, I think they're all good, they're all bad at the same time. It's whether they're used for the right purpose.
That makes sense. There are so many different types. As you said, you want to make sure you're using the right annuity for you, your situation. Justin could help you find out if you do have an annuity and you're not sure if it's right. Call today, 866-466-1099. All right, Justin, here's another question. This person says, can you have too much life insurance? How do I figure out the right amount of coverage?
That's a really good question, Megan. You can have too much life insurance. You can have not enough life insurance. You can have the wrong type of life insurance for where you're at in life. And so there's a, I don't want to call it an algorithm because it's not that, but there is a system or a process that we go through with each individual client. Not to say that we're, when we sit down with you, that we're looking to sell you life insurance at all, because that's not the case. We're trying to figure out what of the financial tools that we have in the shed apply to your situation. One person might need a lot of life insurance. One person might not need life insurance at all. So it's really important to identify where the need is, what you would be using life insurance for. Just really quick about life insurance for our listeners out there. Life insurance can be used as a great retirement planning and estate planning tool, because we know that the death benefits on life insurance are 100% tax-free to our spouses, to our beneficiaries, no matter who they are. So if we think of it from an estate planning or a legacy planning perspective, life insurance is a great tool. We do use it a lot. It's not applicable in every situation, but there are definite benefits of using life insurance. That being said, yeah, you can have too much, you can have too little, you may not need it at all. So it goes by case, each individual is different. But yeah, that's a great question. Sorry, I can't be more specific to, you know, this listener, but just trying to give you an overall idea of what we use life insurance for and what the benefits are of it.
Looks like, you know, that's another really great opportunity to sit down and talk with someone to make sure you're getting the right advice in that area. Justin, let's give the phone number today, and maybe you could just quickly walk people through what they can expect, when they make contact with TriFound for the first time, 866-466-1099.
When you make contact with us the first time, you're going to get somebody from our client care staff. They are wonderful, knowledgeable folks that are just there to learn a little bit about you, why you're calling, what you're calling for, you know, maybe what your questions are, and they're going to direct you to myself and my team and maybe even schedule something, whether it's a phone call, a Zoom meeting, could be an in-person meeting here in our offices. In Southwest Florida, whatever that may be, they're there to make sure that we're fitting into your calendar and getting a good time down for us to meet and talk. And our process on our first meeting could be a 15-minute phone call, could be an in-person meeting. We try to limit it to about an hour. We're just going to talk philosophy, talk about the questions that you have from the show, and you know, what you're thinking and what you're looking for from us. And we're going to get to know your situation a little bit more. Before we jump into any details specifically about how we're going to plan with you, we want to get to know you and your situation. And that way we can provide you with the best recommendations possible, so that we know that we can all be confident in what we're talking to you about and that it's the right thing to talk to you about.
That is so key. I think, you know, there are people out there who simply offer cookie cutter solutions, right? Everyone gets the same menu when they come to do their retirement planning. That's not the case at TriFound Financial. Everything is custom suited because you're different than your neighbor. You're different than your brother-in-law, right? Everyone's dreams and goals for retirement are very, very different. And what you bring to the table changes from person to person. So I love the approach that TriFound takes. If you want to learn more, you're welcome to go to the website, trifound.com. That's TRIFOUND, trifound.com. Justin, here's another question. It says, my husband died about a year ago, and I've been managing as best as I can, but I'm still not sure if his financial professional is a good fit for me now. He got along great with my husband and was helpful in the immediate aftermath when my husband died, but we don't really communicate very well. Should I get a second opinion on my retirement income strategy?
The answer to this question simply, Megan, is absolutely. You're not hurting anybody by getting a second opinion. I can promise you that. And it'll shed some light on what your situation with this financial professional might be like. You know, we talked about it earlier on the show. Second opinion. Think of your financial plan or your retirement plan as going to the doctor. You know, you're not going to go to a heart doctor for a foot problem. So you've got to go to the right doctor. And you're also, if you get a major medical diagnosis, even if it's from your doctor that's your best friend, you're probably still going to go get a second opinion on that medical diagnosis just to be sure. And that's just something that's an automatic thing that we do with our health. It should be an automatic thing that we do with our financial and our retirement plan too. So absolutely, you should get that second opinion service. In fact, you should call us here at TriFound because we give it to you for free. We charge you nothing for that second opinion service, whether it's from a tax question, a financial question, or even a legal or estate planning question. Our number here is 866-466-1099. That second opinion service that we offer absolutely everybody out there is 100% free of obligation, free of charge. We just want to make sure that we give you our recommendations and give you our opinion on what you have in place.
Justin, I think we have time for one more question. It says, I want to time my retirement so I don't have a gap in health care insurance between my employer-sponsored plan and Medicare. But I'm also really getting worn out with my job. Are there other options or do I need to just keep working until I can get on Medicare?
Well, there's definitely other options. There's just privately paying. There's healthcare.gov. There's COBRA that coincides with you. There's plenty of options for you out there. It just depends on what option fits you best. If you can afford to pay for it privately, if that's even an option, if COBRA is a thing. So there's all kinds of different things out there that you can explore as far as health insurance. I will tell you that that is definitely not my area of expertise, but we also do have the healthcare professionals within our company that help each individual client with things like that. We actually do Medicare and health insurance webinars for all of our clients or anybody that wants to know anything about that for absolutely free of charge. You just log into a Zoom meeting and you can ask questions to our healthcare specialists. You can meet with them one-on-one if it's more specific. And the only thing that you need to do for that is check our website, trifound.com. We have all of the information listed under our healthcare segment. We have the dates of the webinars that we do for healthcare on the website as well, too. So you can register and join them or even just request a one-on-one meeting pertaining to healthcare. Again, our website, trifound.com, has all the resources that you would need to navigate any healthcare, Medicare, and health insurance question that you may have.
Justin, I want to take this time to let our listeners know that this is our last show together, and it has been an awesome journey. I'm sad that the chapter is ending, but boy, you've got an exciting new chapter beginning. Tell our listeners what you're going to be doing with TriFound.
Absolutely, Megan. I just wanted to take a second to thank you and everybody that's been involved with the show. It has been just a great time the last 6 to 8 months that we've been doing this. I've learned a lot. I've enjoyed talking to everybody out there. I've enjoyed meeting with the folks that have called in, become clients, met with us. Every path that I've crossed in that 6 to 8 month period has just been great. I've loved it. But we do, you know, with the sadness that comes with this being our last show, definitely, like I said, I've enjoyed everything that we've been a part of with the show. But new and exciting things coming from TriFound and things for our listeners out there to watch out for that'll be coming at them in the near future. We're actually developing the development of a switching over to a podcast so that all of our listeners out there can listen to a podcast no matter where you are in the country at any point in time. And that will be through our website. We'll have more information about that podcast and what it's going to look like in the future coming to our website at trifound.com. So if you're out there listening today, as always, I appreciate you listening to the show. Stay tuned with our website at trifound.com for more information about the podcast. We're even looking into doing a YouTube channel with short videos on retirement planning and kind of breaking that process down a little bit more. So we just want to make sure that we're getting our clients and everybody out there great content on TriFound so that you have resources that you can go to on our website, look up, listen to, get opinions, and just continue to be at the forefront of the retirement and financial planning field. So again, appreciate and I'm grateful for everybody out there that's listened to the show, tuned in, and gave your 2 cents, and be on the lookout for new and exciting things coming from TriFound.
I think that is really cool. Podcasts, you know, they're kind of the wave of the future here. It's so portable. So whether our listeners are traveling on the road, sitting in an airport, you know, in the car, no matter where you are, you're going to be able to keep the education going. And really getting ready for retirement, it is a lot of education, a lot of knowledge download. And that's what Justin and the team at TriFound are here to help you do, to get everything you need to have that successful retirement. That is the goal, the mission at TriFound Financial. So keep the website handy. It's trifound.com, T-R-I-F-O-U-N-D, trifound.com. Justin, happy trails. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise, Megan. Thank you very much.
Trifound.com. We'll see you later. We hope you have a happy, healthy, and safe retirement future.
Our firm provides insurance services. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. TriFound Financial, LLC, is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties and have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by TriFound Financial, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.